Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The right fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pyburn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Moore. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ray Moore. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Philly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball four. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn takes first base on ball four. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lawler for a passed ball. Smith moves to third. Pyburn moves to second. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Triando scoops it up and throws to first, with Moore covering, for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers bunts towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to third. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Doby. Triandos reaches second base with a double. Gardner scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatfield moves to second. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hatfield scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Rivera moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 0 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pyburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Pyburn moves to third. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Triandos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pyburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-2 in the game. Miranda hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hatfield strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Deering pinch hits for Ray Moore. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Ferreri's now pitching. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Triando scoops it up and throws to first, with Ferreri's covering, for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Fox moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pyburn takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-3 in the game. Miranda hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dobie strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Triando scoops it up and throws to first, with Fair Aries covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Don Fair Aries. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gardner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-3 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield juggles the ball. That's an error on Hatfield. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.